everybody. Welcome to Unscripted Wrestling. I don't know why you didn't put it in the title, Eric, but I'm sure we'll fix that. We are rebooking WrestleMania 12 here on Unscripted Wrestling on the Everything Unscripted Network. We are coming at you live for our Friday night broadcast here tonight. We got a lot to get into, but before we do that, let's go to Doug with the plugs.
You're not even going to introduce us?
No.
Okay.
We're not worth it. Let's be honest.
I was just going to...
They don't fucking care.
I was just going to say, like...
This is Doug. That's Clint. I mean, Eric. Hey, Eric.
Hey. How are you guys?
Good. I'm Dan. Welcome to Unscripted Wrestling.
Yeah. All right.
We're running on fumes at this point.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I have no idea what the hell is going on.
3 years into this fucking thing.
Yeah. I'm doing
this is the Boss Man and Smart on the Thirsty Dudes every Wednesday night.
I got that plug.
10:15 Eastern.
Yeah. All right. Like he said, listen to Boss Man and Smart. I don't know why he's plugging the show that fired him.
Taking matters into his own hands.
I actually listened to them on Wednesday night.
Do they sound better or worse without you?
Worse.
It was like I was there because I was chatting. I was commenting in chat room.
You weren't sending nudes again, were you?
No, that's just our group chat.
No.
All right. So like Eric said, listen to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes every Wednesday night, mixer.com/dirtsheetdudes. Then Saturday nights, that's around 10:15 Eastern time.
Yeah.
Saturday nights, 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. You can find them on a Hollywood Hangout, mixer.com/Hollywood Hangout.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to us, if you dare, Friday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. Obviously, tonight, rebooking WrestleMania 12. We got an interesting concept for next week.
Yes, we do.
You want me to get into it since technically it involves me, or do you want to talk about it since you came up with the idea?
Oh, it's up to you. If you got a good enough grasp on it at this point, go ahead.
Okay, bear with me here, folks. So next week, instead of doing the Sting career retrospective, because to be honest with you, I really don't have time to do a poll this weekend. We've got a lot of things going on. Very busy here around the Hummer household. Somebody's got to run the brothel. So next week, instead, we're going to do something new. It's going to be technically Doug's history lesson, except for it's not being called that anymore. It's going to be called the unofficial title is Ask Doug Anything.
Yeah, Ask Anything. It's a Q&A. We're going to put it up old school wrestling. We got about 90,000 people in there. Feel free. We'll put it up in some other groups too. Ask us anything about WrestleMania, the history of WrestleMania, our opinions on stuff. Ask us some questions, and we're going to put the post up in the Facebook group and the numerous groups later this evening or tomorrow, and just ask questions. And we're going to come on here and answer them next week. And majority of it's going to be Doug because he's the mind and the soul of this program, but
and the one that never shuts up.
Yeah, especially. But no, it's just good. But we'll all be here talking and answering the questions and having a good time. So, yeah, it's a Q&A. Ask anything.
And plus, like, afterwards, when I show my knowledge off too much next week and you punch me in the head and I forget everything, you're going to have to take over.
Yeah, that's true.
So we got that next week. Then, of course, March 18th, we'll be talking WrestleMania 23. March 25th, we're going to be talking WrestleMania 3. And then we'll get into April when we get closer to April. Tomorrow night.
Is that sound coming from you or me?
What?
Do you hear that extra sound?
I thought it was coming from you. I don't hear it now.
Let me hang up and call again.
Okay. All right. While we figure out the technical difficulties, we're going tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern time is when it's going to drop. Unscripted Unlimited, Daniel and I will be on for Son of Batman.
Yeah.
Then, of course, Sunday, I believe it's going to be a 3 p.m. Eastern start time for the Scaredy Cats, Daniel and Mindy. Of course, they will let everybody know.
No, I know what we're doing.
Oh, you, do you?
Yeah. What time you don't put me on the fucking spot? We are going to be talking about the movie starring Josh Peck, numerous others, ATM, about this small group of friends that get caught in an ATM late at night and are kind of like holed up in by a crazy stalker, serial killer, silent type that's kind of fucking with them from the parking lot. Really good movie. We're going to get into that. We're also going to be talking about the guy's plan and really delving deep into it. Because he had plans to do numerous ATMs and stuff. So we're going to be deep diving into that, talking about the movie and all that fun stuff. So make sure to check me and Mindy out on Sunday.
Okay. All right, that pretty much... Oh, and check out Sean FedCheck on YouTube, Elite Diplodoc, and Twitch, the Sneaky Fed.
Yeah, he doesn't have a Twitch anymore, but make sure to check out that YouTube.
All right.
Let's get into it, fellas. WrestleMania 12.
Well, first of all, Eric, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right.
What up, guys?
Nothing much. We're going to be rebooking WrestleMania 12. So, Doug, you kind of came up with the idea to do this. Are we just kind of going through match by match and then saying what we do?
Yeah, we can switch the matches around if we want, because there's a couple things, like, I would do. I don't know how many of the matches I would actually change.
Yeah.
Because, to be honest with you, it was a seven-match card, but only six matches on the main card, because one of them was on the free-for-all. But it was only six matches on the card, because it was a 60-minute Iron Man match.
Who was the Intercontinental title champion at the time?
Goldust.
And he was... He had to deal with Piper.
Okay. Yeah, he had to deal with Piper. The original idea was it was supposed to be a Miami backlot brawl with Razor. But Razor had already given his notice to go to WCW, so...
Yeah, he didn't like Goldust.
He was still technically part of the company, and he was going to do the thing with Goldust, but because he gave his... The day after he gave his notice, he got popped for drugs.
Right.
There's a lot of things I think I would do different on this card. And the first thing is that, like, you know, they had the free-for-all. They had the tag team title match on the free-for-all. I would move that to main card.
Yeah, I would too.
Okay. But, so, like, let's get into it. Let's get into the first match of the night. The Body Don is Skip and Zip with Sonny. Taking on the Godwins, Henry and Phineas, with Hillbilly Jim. It's a tag team. It's a match for the vacant WWF tag titles. It's the tournament final. To be honest with you, I would put the match on the main card. If they're going to do a match on the free-for-all, I'll tell you exactly who they should have put on the free-for-all. Mark Merrill and Goldust. Well, Mark Merrill technically debuted at WrestleMania, but in a backstage interview at his first match the next night, as did Mankind. I would put Merrill on the free-for-all against Tatanka.
Okay.
Tatanka's not really doing much. Get Merrill on there, you know, kind of get him some exposure in front of a big crowd. And then later on, you could do the thing with him and Helmsley in the backstage fight.
And that was on the
on the free-for-all.
Okay.
The free-for-all, I don't think I've ever explained it on the show before.
Get into it.
The free-for-all was basically, you remember back in the day, they used to have like the you know what the TV Guide channel was, right?
Yes.
Before like it became like an actual channel, before it became pop. It was basically, it was the channel you go to find out what channel everything was or and what's on TV. Mm-hmm. They called it back
then. Oh, yeah,
that's
right, yeah.
They called it the preview channel.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
So the WWF in 96 through the summer of 98, before Sunday Night Heat became a thing, would run a half-hour preview special on the preview channel called the free-for-all, because it was free-for-all. So they would kind of update you on some of the stuff that was going to happen, and they would give you a free match.
Right.
Okay? So what I would do here is I would have Mero wrestle Tatanka, obviously Mero going over because it's his debut. That would be the match I would put on the free-for-all. Get more guys on the card.
Yeah. So who'd you have Mero wrestle?
Tatanka.
Okay.
Because Tatanka was
something different.
Huh?
No, go ahead. I'll say mine later after you're done.
Eric.
I was finished. Go ahead, Eric.
Oh, sorry. I would have the Ultimate Warrior and Hunter versus Hemsley on the pre-show. And a free-for-all.
Okay.
Because their match was only 1 minute, and you could probably have maybe 5 to 8 minutes more with those two.
Well, I was going to get to Warrior later on and Helmsley and, like, explain, like, what I would do with them. But... Yes. I do understand, like, what you're saying, though, put them on the free-for-all.
Yeah.
So that's not a bad idea.
The only grounds on why I wouldn't do it, just, like, if... Because, I mean, we're just rebooking it, but I'm kind of putting myself in the executive, you know, mindset. You need Ultimate Warrior to sell pay-per-views, especially at WrestleMania. I don't know if I would put him free for television. Especially for the Ultimate Warrior's kind of big comeback. But
I don't think he would allow it either.
But I don't think it's a bad idea. So you would take the Bonnie Donnas and Skip out of here?
I wouldn't move them to the card, to the main card.
Yeah, I would do that too. And make it even 12 minutes.
Yeah. And the thing is that, like, it's a tag title.
Yeah.
That deserve on WrestleMania, like, the titles should all be defended.
They should be, yeah.
Okay? And so that's why, like, I would do that. And I would put Mero and Tatanka on. Again, you know, Tatanka, you know, technically on his way out. Mero just getting started. You know, get him on there, get him some exposure, or you can even go the Mick Foley route and have Mankind debut on the free-for-all against, you know, he worked Bob Holly the next night on Raw, but put him against Aldo Montoya, you know, on the free-for-all, like if you wanted to. I mean, personally, I would stick with Mero and Tatanka. I really think you want, like, a competitive match to kind of get, you know, people up and running.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I mean,
Ultimate Warrior and Hunter Hearst Helmsley is also, like, an exciting 1 minute for the free-for-all, you know, too.
Yeah.
So I get both sides.
All right. So, like, if we're rebooking this, if we're going to decide.
Well, I'll be Vince today.
Yeah. Okay.
And
well, technically, you're the one hosting the show, so it should be.
I love you, Eric. I like you more than Doug, on record. But I'm going to
be disappointed by that because I'm not surprised.
I'm going to have to go with my brother on this one. I would put, to get more guys out there. And that is a nice, Tatanka and Mero would put on a good match. It's free for TV. I like it. So that is what I would do. What would you start this card up with?
All right, so they started the card with the sixth man, which is Bulldog, Owen, and Vader versus Ahmed Johnson, Jake Robertson, Yokozuna. What I would actually start with is, to be honest with you, I would start with... because the reason why it was a sixth man is because it was supposed to be just Yokozuna and Vader, but Vader still had a shoulder injury that he was not ready to come back from, and they also didn't really have faith in Yoko to carry out a good match, because he was heavy. So they did the six-man. Now, what I would actually do here is I would have never turned Yokozuna babyface.
Yeah, that's weird.
So just follow me.
That is weird.
The opener should be Yokozuna, obviously still as a heel, because Fuji's with him, and Fuji does not scream babyface.
No, he doesn't.
So I would have Yokozuna as a heel taking on the returning Ultimate Warrior. And a... I would have it go at least 3 minutes. Yeah, 3 minutes with Warrior going over.
Okay, Eric, what would you do?
How would you open this up?
I agree. I would have Warrior in the opener. I was going to do Hunter, but I like that Yokozuna versus Warrior because I think that's kind of intriguing. See if Warrior can lift him, but he probably won't win it. But that intriguing part of possible him doing that is intriguing. Like when Hogan body slammed Andre. But that's not, I'm trying to say, an intriguing part. But we know that when it happened.
Okay. Both of those ideas are all right. This is what Vince would do. Well, not really Vince because he's an idiot. No offense. I mean, he's a billionaire. I'm not, so maybe I should shut the fuck up. But the British Bulldog is the top guy on that team, in my estimation. Vader's hurt. So he doesn't really need to be there. Yes, he's a part of the storyline. I would still keep Yokozuna babyface, but I would not have him play as big of a part. What I would do here is I would give the people the British Bulldog versus Ahmed Johnson with Yokozuna and Jake Roberts in Ahmed's corner, because you don't need Jake Roberts to wrestle in 1996. You just don't. And you don't need Yoko to either. So you have the same condition – because Vader's still hanging out with Bulldog. Owen and Vader are in Bulldog's corner, and you have the same condition that if Yoko were to win, or if Ahmed were to win, then Jim Cornette has to step in the ring with Yoko for 5 minutes. I would keep that condition because it's a fun little gimmick. So that's what I would do, and I would do Bulldog versus two big, tough guys, a nice opener, only give them 5 minutes. They both look great. The match might not look great, but they look great. So people will watch it. It looks cool. And then you have the same stipulation, but you don't have all the added baggage of it being a six-man. You have a simple one-on-one between Bulldog and Ahmed. And I would have Ahmed go over. It gives Ahmed a great look. He needs it in this era. It kind of pushes him to be a superstar a little bit. Bulldog still looks good, but he takes the L. Owen Hart's flipping the fuck out. Vader's flipping out. And then the baby faces grow and grab Cornette by the collar and throw him in the ring. And he has to stand there and looks at Yoko. And it's like, oh, shit. He starts freaking out. That would be awesome.
I like that.
So that's my idea.
I mean, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's better than mine.
Out, like, my other ideas for other matches on the card. So I have to go back and rethink.
I can go with one of your guys' though, because I'm playing Vince.
I mean, Bulldog and Yoko. I mean, so technically you would rematch the match from Rage in the Cage.
Yes.
The In Your House the month before.
Yes. Or you can throw Owen. How about you do Bulldog and Owen against Ahmed in a handicap match? And then it makes it even more, and then that's why the condition's so big. Well, if Ahmed wins, then he has to step in the ring with Yoko. And you just have Yoko and Jake out there as protection just in case Vader tries something.
Well, I would also, like, the only thing, like, I would say, because I agree with the whole Ahmed thing, I would save Jake for something else later in the show.
Okay, then take Jake out. I don't think he needs to be here anyway, so take him out and just have Yoko in Ahmed's corner.
Okay. with like the whole thing. You know, you could do it like, you know, it was supposed to be Jake and, or not Jake, Ahmed and Yoko in the tag, but Yoko was not physically cleared to compete.
Yeah.
We could do something like that, too.
Yeah.
But
he, or Vader beat the shit out of Yoko beforehand. Or
yeah.
Something.
And then, like, Ahmed still gets it, and then, you know, Cornette's like, oh, well, these 5 minutes will skate by, and then Yoko gets, like, recuperative powers, and Cornette gets sat on.
Yeah.
But, then, yeah, no, I can definitely, you know, get down with that.
You like that, Eric?
Yeah, I'm down with that.
All right, let's do that. All right, what do you guys want to do for the second match in the card?
I think that's where you put the tag. That's where you put the body down as the bad ones. And I know, like, the body down is one and all that, and they were getting them over. I would actually give the match to the Godwins.
Yeah.
And, like, when Sonny interferes, that's when I would have Hillbilly take the bucket of slop and just pour it on her.
Yeah, it'd be a feel-good win.
And I would make it more than 5 minutes.
You would have to – they could go at least –
12.
Kill you. They could go at least like 8 or 9 because the problem is that Henry and Phineas were a lot bigger than Skip and Zip, so it really didn't make a lot of sense for them, like the selling part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I could see it going at least like 8 or 9.
Yeah. And I would give it to the Godwin.
All right, let's go with that. A nice tag match. What are we doing for number 3?
Let's see. I really think that they should have kept it Razor and Goldust for the in the backlot brawl, but I really liked what they did with Viper and Goldust. But Piper really did not need to be there.
I would do the I like the Parker. That's my favorite match on this card. I would stick with that, but I would give Goldust the win.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we already had two babyface women on the card, and Piper really didn't need the win at that point in his career. He was leaving soon anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
He was heading back to WCW.
So I do the same thing, but I give it to Goldust.
Yeah, because I think this would get a big win over a future Hall of Famer like Piper at WrestleMania, and it would be it could lift up his career to a new height.
It would mean a lot for his career, for sure. Yeah.
And I like that amount of time they got, too, 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't 16 minutes all in one shot because, remember, they shot the thing earlier and then they came back and did the remaining stuff in the ring.
Okay.
So it started in the back lot and then they turned it into an O.J. Simpson car chase.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
That whole thing was just – that was like – I mean, Goldust was always a prelude to the Attitude Era, but that was like – this match was like, oh, it's coming. like this is still kind of new generation, but you look at this match and you're like, oh, the Attitude Era is coming. Yep. It's very influential. Like, this could easily have been an Attitude Era match.
Right.
I
had all the silly shit.
Yeah.
You know?
I personally, like, think, or well, one of my personal favorites on this thing is, like, when Piper took the white Bronco, which actually was the car that OJ used to get to, you know, try to evade the cops.
Yeah.
And they had, like, the sky cam footage of the white Bronco. And Vince McMahon goes, wait a minute, haven't we seen this before?
Yeah, no shit. You planned it that way, you dick.
But, yeah, no, I can get behind, you know, Goldust, you know, winning, especially since we've already had two babyfaces win.
So what are we doing for number 5?
This is where...
Well, it would be the fourth match on the main card.
Yes.
All right, so the match was Austin and Savio Vega. Now, Eric, did you watch any of this card?
I watched it before, but not this week.
Okay. All right. Personally, I actually didn't like this match.
No.
I thought it was boring. And it's nothing against Savio Vega.
Well, Stone Cold wasn't Stone Cold yet, right? He's still Ringmaster, isn't he? Or is he Stone Cold?
He had just turned Stone Cold.
Why is DiBiase still with him?
Well, because he was technically still managing him. He was still the million-dollar champion. But he wasn't, like, ruthless and calculated yet. Or
but he just called himself Stone Cold?
Yeah. That was the name they came up with him. Or that was the name they came up with because he didn't want to be the Ringmaster anymore. And this whole setup
he wasn't
was
316 yet, right?
Not the 316 yet. Or he was more ruthless. He wasn't the, flip off the authority guy yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this whole thing came about because Austin turned on Vega during a tag match. And in the tag team tournament. Because Savio's original partner, Razor Ramon, obviously got suspended, so.
Yeah.
And so then Austin had to take his place. Austin turned on Vega, and that's how we got this match.
So, my idea.
Okay, we'll start with you.
What do you think about putting Ultimate Warrior with Steve and having Steve go over for the million-dollar title?
That'd be Warrior's big return.
Yeah. And then he comes for a big return. They didn't need him really at the time. You put a
I don't think they really wanted him.
They didn't want him. They didn't need him. And you use him to get a young guy over who obviously draws some money in the future.
I don't know. Eric, Austin's one of your guys. I'm pretty sure you'd be okay with that, right?
Yeah. Did he have his stunner yet?
No, he was using the million-dollar dream.
I'd have him debut the stunner.
Here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only thing I was going to say have Austin beat Jake.
Oh, so Ooh. You would want to make history before it's actually made? Would you have him do the whole thing, the whole deal that he did at Survivor Series, basically? Like, would you do the Survivor Series thing here?
The King of the Ring?
Yeah, like he beats Jake's ass, cuts the promo, and
no.
Steve Austin's born.
No, I would just have Jake help get a young guy over. And then they do the rematch.
At King of the Ring.
At King of the Ring.
Yeah.
Or not even the rematch. To be honest with you, the guy I would have Austin beat at King of the Ring would be Ahmed.
Yeah. See, if I were to do that, I'd just have him do the promo here.
Really?
Yeah. Make history at WrestleMania. Fuck it. Why not?
Yeah, I actually like that because
what if
the biggest spotlight
is
WrestleMania.
If we did this match.
He does it against Jake. You might as well.
If we did Steve Austin versus Jake Roberts, what if it's for the million-dollar title and Jake says, if I can't beat you for the million-dollar title, he goes, I tried to win it in 1990 from your manager, and I failed. I can't beat you here in 1996 for that million-dollar title. I'm done. And then Austin beat him.
The title versus retirement career.
Yeah. And then Austin, afterwards, that's when Austin cuts the promo.
I'm cool.
And then fires DiBiase and hits him with a stunner.
Yeah. Dude, that's perfect. I like that. Yeah.
I like that.
All right. So even though, like, your idea was
I
weird,
love it.
Like, are you set with...
Yeah, we'll do that. But then, what are you doing for the co-main, then?
Well, no, we still got three. We're going to do three more.
So we're adding an extra match.
Yeah, because I'm not doing the 60-minute bullshit.
Okay.
So you got three more matches. So you got so many other guys that you could technically still use.
Because there was technically only six matches in the main card.
Yes.
You want seven.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seven. I mean, technically, like, I would push for eight, but I really don't want to push my luck.
Yeah.
Because, you know, 95, 96, 97, you know, all WWF pay-per-views basically were seven-match cards.
So what do you want to do for this next one?
This is where we bring back Ultimate Moron. All right. You know, earlier I gave
Vega? I was going to say Savio Vega. But what was your idea?
I don't want to take Helmsley off the card.
So you'd put him against Helmsley still?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, you know what? I got a better idea. I got a better idea for Warrior. All right, so no, not Warrior. We put Helmsley against Savio. Let's not take Savio off the card, even though we came up with something better for Austin to do. And Sable still distracts Helmsley. Vega gets the win. Let's say Sable's supposed to hand Helmsley like a foreign object or something.
Yeah.
And she misses it, and it accidentally gets – or she overthrows it or whatever, and then Savio hits the spin kick and gets the win. And then at ringside or in the ring, Helmsley starts berating Sable. And that's when you have Meryl come out and start to fight with him.
Yeah.
So that's what
I like that.
Yeah, that works.
Good idea, Tom.
Thank you.
What's the co-main?
All right. We're going to find out the number one contender for the WWF title. The winner of this match faces the winner of the main event at the Inger House in April. Undertaker, Diesel, and the returning Warrior.
In a triple threat match.
In a triple threat match. By the way, first time WWF had ever tried this. In a triple threat. No DQ, no count out. Basically, no holds barred.
Okay.
And I would actually give the fall to the Undertaker.
Keep the streak alive?
And he pins
Keep
Warrior.
The streak alive because, you know, Diesel's going to leave anyway, obviously.
Yeah.
Even though technically he got the title shot the next month. But Diesel's done.
Yeah.
Warrior really doesn't need to – Warrior didn't need to come back at all.
Yeah.
But at least, like, put him in a match and then maybe – like, actually have this start, like, Undertaker getting the win, but also have this start, like, an issue between Diesel and Warrior to where Diesel says, Warrior, if I can't beat you next month at the Inger House, I'm out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that's how he technically leaves.
Yeah, I don't know about that part, but I like the triple threat and Undertaker going on.
Well, it's a good thing we're not booking in your house.
Yeah.
And then you have Warrior get the pin. I mean, Warrior take the pin.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
What if we're doing... Diesel and Warrior end up working together because the Undertaker's so unstoppable. And then Warrior kind of gets selfish and starts doing his Warrior shit. And then kind of walks away from Diesel. So Diesel hits him with a big boot and walks out of the ring. Doesn't care who wins.
That could work.
And then Undertaker picks him up for a tombstone.
That sets up the match in your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you doing for the main event?
All right. I hated the 60-minute Iron Man match between these two.
Me too.
Because 60 minutes of them wrestling... And no, you know, no falls or anything. Nothing exciting.
See, and I know this isn't a review of this match, so I don't want to shit on it too much. And I'm sure you're a fan, Eric, so I'm sorry. But there
are
matches that are very good. Not even just Iron Man. I've seen 60-minute draws with no falls that are just very good. But this isn't one of them. This was boring. I know both guys can go. I never really saw their rivalry to be that special. I think both guys have better chemistry with other people. You can tell they hated each other. Even though everyone says it's like one of the greatest rivalries ever, I've never seen it. And I didn't see it on this occasion. Them wrestling for an hour did nothing for me. Fucking Cena and Orton had a better Iron Man match. I think that was only 30 minutes, but still.
No, they did 60.
Okay, they did. That was a better match.
I mean, to be honest, I think
Cena and HBK.
I think the best 60-minute Iron Man match in the, kind of the modern era, or like in our lifetime, is Triple H and The Rock. With Triple H and Benoit as a close second.
Yes, yes. I would agree. But for 60-minute matches overall, I think Steamboat and Flair takes the cake. And one of them, didn't they go an hour?
55.
Okay. But Flair and Wyndham went an hour a couple times, and that was
awesome. Yeah, they actually took up a whole hour television broadcast.
Wow.
But, yeah, so what would you do differently?
2 out of 3 falls. All right? Like, you'll still – and what I would have actually done – I mean, obviously we can't do it because Piper was – I would have had Piper referee. But, you know, let's say for all intents and purposes, I'm trying to think of somebody we could bring out that could actually referee the match.
Dino Bravo.
Vince.
Bravo. What?
Vince McMahon.
No, Vince was actually, you know who would actually be, because he technically didn't like either guy, so you know he would actually call it down the middle? Put Perfect in there as the referee.
See, I wouldn't have it go 2 out of 3. I'd put him in a ladder match. Because both guys are clinging to that belt. That's all either guy wants is that title. Shawn Michaels wants it so bad he can taste it. It's a boyhood dream still. So you put it on top of the ladder, and these two warriors, who are both babyface, have to grind and work their asses off to get to the top of the ladder and snatch that belt. I think that writes a way better narrative.
Okay, I actually like that.
And the ladder match is still fresh.
I love it.
Put on a great ladder match.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely worked. I would have just said 2 out of 3 falls with, like you have Brett win the first fall, Sean obviously win the second, and then there'd be, like, the double count out in that in the third fall.
Yeah.
And then Brett thinking, okay, you know, there was a double count out, it doesn't count, you know, we're done. I retain the title. And, you know, Monsoon come out like he did in the Iron Man match and said, no, we need to have a winner. And then Brett actually grabbed Monsoon.
Okay.
And be like, what the hell are you doing? Like, why are you, like, actually getting upset? And you could actually, because Monsoon's actually just coming back from getting beat up by Vader. Mm-hmm. So, like, you can actually see Brett, like, starting to turn heel. And that's when Sean hits him with Sweet Chin Music out of nowhere. Bell rings, cover 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
I mean, I like. We'll go. I think we should go with the ladder match idea.
Yeah, I think it's just we already saw these two guys wrestle. We didn't see all the near falls and stuff and like pinfalls, so that would be cool. But I don't know if it's too much different to what we already got. I think a ladder match is a nice narrative to throw in there.
Right.
Well, what idea
I like
would
the
you
ladder match.
We're going to go with the ladder match.
Definitely the ladder match.
But you had a hell of you and, went with a lot of your shit, so. And a lot of it was.
Yeah, it's okay.
A lot of it
I
was
think
great.
It used to go about 30 minutes.
Yeah. 30-minute ladder match I think would be perfect for these two. Put
exactly.
in a good amount of high spots. And you kind of, and then you can, like, put in how Brett, you can start that heel turn still a little bit, and Brett's like, well, I don't do ladders. I'm a real wrestler. So he's trying to keep it on the ground the whole time while HBK's trying to climb the ladder.
Yeah, which is it's funny because Brett had bitched for years about how he wanted to be the one to bring the ladder match into the WWF.
Yeah. But for his character, it would make sense for him to be like,
oh, yeah,
no, I'm a wrestler.
Oh, it would make, it makes perfect sense. All right, so we're going to do that. So let's kind of recap here.
All right.
Free for all, we got Mark Merrill beating Tatanka.
Yes.
In Mark Merrill's debut. First match in the card, we have Ahmed Johnson taking out both Davey Boy and Owen.
Yes.
In a handicap with Yoko in his corner.
And then Yoko,
and then
gets, 5
Yoko
minutes.
Gets 5 minutes with that poor bastard Cornette.
But the joke is he only gives him one bonsai, and then he stares at him for a couple more minutes and then walks away. And that's all he needed was one bonsai.
Yeah. One bonsai with that big a butt is enough. So, all right, so we got that, and then our second match with, our second match of the main card is the Godwins beating the Bodydonnas. Then we go Hollywood backlot with Goldust beating Piper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then number four is Austin beating Jake and Jake having to retire, right?
Yes. But I would actually switch that. Let's do Hunter and Savio first.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes more sense because, like, why would you have...
I think that's a little more... I think that's better placement because the Austin thing's really special. So let's move that up a little bit on the card.
Okay. So you would put that, instead of putting that fourth, you would put that fifth.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. And then so Savio beating Hunter, and then Jake, or Austin beating Jake.
Yes.
Then we got the triple threat with Undertaker beating Warrior Diesel, Warrior taking the pin.
Yes.
And then the ladder match for the WWF title.
Shawn wins.
Shawn winning.
Yes.
I actually think that's a decent WrestleMania card.
Yeah, I think that would make this 10 times better.
I think we did a good job, boy.
Yeah. And to think, you wanted to put up more polls yesterday to try to switch this.
We will definitely be doing more in the future. I can't wait to keep rebooking.
Yeah, well, it's going to be funny because we're not just going to do WWF / WWE shows. We'll throw WCW ones in there. Like for June, I'll try to throw in a Great American Bash.
And Tony Khan, get the fucking deal done and put AEW on HBO Max so we can start doing some ROH cards.
Yep, I was about to say that.
I'm not paying for the fucking Honor Club. Make something happen.
I paid for the Honor Club for a year, and it wasn't really worth it. Although some of the old Honor Clubs are actually really good.
They are, but I'm not doing that.
All
right, guys.
I have an idea for...
What do you have?
Oh, he said Great American Bash, but we can do Bash at the Beach, too, 96. No, 97, I mean.
Well, yeah, we can do 97.
When Hogan turned...
We could do that in July.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Well, 96 when Hogan turned, right?
96 when Hogan turned, but 97 is Luger and Giant versus Hogan and Rodman.
But I think he means 96.
Okay.
No, do you mean 96 or 97? Because technically it would be the 25-year anniversary.
He said when Hogan turned.
I don't think it's both.
We'll figure it out. All right, guys. This was awesome.
Yeah.
And we will see everybody next week
for
Ask Anything. So
the only thing you're not allowed to ask is for our phone numbers. Or dick pics.
Well, not our phone number. All right, guys. I love you all.
Wait a minute.
I love you.
You want to use it. I love you too.